Konomanzakai, who is the architect of the Jewish future, the man who single-handedly saved the Jewish people during the time of the destruction of the Second Temple. I want to continue that discussion tonight, and also to point out to you how the Jewish world was saved at such an awful moment in its history. I think the first point that we have to deal with is the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was committed to the fact that the Jewish people should live. A great many Jews were committed to the fact that the Jewish people should die gloriously. The story of Matsada that I have discussed with you, that 1,000 Jews committed suicide rather than be slaves and live under Rome, has a glorious ring to it. It sounds very heroic, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was more heroic because he chose to live. Always more difficult to live than to die, because to live requires a constant daily effort, a struggle with life and with the circumstances that never countenances, never allows the Jewish people a moment's respite. That's an important point to remember, because that is really the hallmark of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was committed to the life of the Jewish people. Everything that he did was for that purpose. And therefore, all of his political decisions, all of the takonos that he decreed, all of his educational prowess with his students, all was to create an atmosphere where the Jewish people would be able to live, to continue, to survive, and as we know, to out-survive the Roman Empire. Titus built an arch in Rome, and he minted coins. The arch depicted the Jewish people going into captivity, the holy vessels of the temple being borne away to the treasure houses of Rome. The coins depicted on them the words Judea Capta, Judea captured, Judea conquered. Today, the arch stands as a monument to the destruction of the Roman Empire. It's one of the few things that we have left from the time of Titus. And the coins also stand as a monument to the Roman Empire. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's school at Yavne, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's determination to see to it that the Jewish people should live, has allowed the Jewish people to survive till today. And to that extent, we are within the realm of truth when we say that we are all the heirs, we are all the descendants of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. The Talmud phrases it that way. The Talmud, when it lists the lineup, so to speak, of the great men of Israel who brought us till today, so in the earliest generations, it's Moshe and Yoshua and David. And in the later generations, the Gemara says that's Hillel and Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is that guarantor of Jewish life, the man who refused to give up, who did not commit suicide, who did not withdraw into piety, who did not say platitudes, who went out and did something. And he built the yeshiva at Yavne. Now, lest you think that for some reason everybody agreed with him, that wouldn't be the Jewish way of doing things. It never has been the Jewish way of doing things. And God never gives us clear-cut decisions. So that, as I mentioned,